grace of the Lord be with you all.
愿神的恩典跟大家同在。
Last Sunday we have a family visitation work.
上个星期我们有到信徒的家里去访问。
We drove through the mountains and valley.
我们开过了高山，又过了峡谷。
One of the brothers pinpointed out to me, this mountain had a fire burned years ago or last year.
有个弟兄跟我讲说，这路上中间有一座山曾经被燃烧过。
I look at it and I see the mark of burning.
我一看看，结果真的有烧过的痕迹。
In California, sometimes we suffer from drought season.
我们住在加州，常常会有干旱的问题。
When it comes to fire.It's really very hard to deal with it.
如果有火山的话，真的是很难处理。
Thousands years ago, there's a place called Midian.
在几千年前，有一个地方叫做米甸。
It was nearby deserts too, in among the deserts too.
那个地方也是在沙漠地带。
And once upon a time, there was a bush burning.
那在那边有一次，曾经有荆棘被火燃烧。
But the mountain was not burned.
但是 这座山却没有被火烧到。
To the surprise that even the bush was not burned.
甚至这个荆棘也没有烧毁。
God used the opportunity to call Moses out to serve God.
神通过这个机会来选召摩西。
Tonight we want to share this topic of a burning thorn bush.
今天晚上跟大家分享的题目是题目就是燃烧的荆棘。
We want to talk about these fires on the bush.
我们要谈到火烧荆棘。
But the bush was not consumed.
但是这个荆棘没有被烧毁。
Then we are going to go out to save people from the fire.
最后我们要谈到救火。
Let's read the Bible first.
我们先来看圣经。
Exodus chapter 3.
请看出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
Chapter 1 to 3.
第一节到第三节。
第
一节到第三节。
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God, too. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Maybe we should come over here.When I was a little kid, I do not know why did the Lord have to appear in among the bush and in among the thorns.
我小时候的时候不晓得为什么神会在荆棘里面，还有在火焰里面向摩西显现。
You know, God appeared in many other places, appear on the thorns, appear in the fire. Yes, but this is the first time we see that God appear in the throne.
因为曾在很多地方不一样的地方显现过，在他的宝座上，在火中，但是这是第一次神在荆棘里显现。
Then when I look at the Jewish history again, I noticed that the throne must be prefigure the Israelites. The throne bush must be talking about the Israelites.
我查了以色列人的历史以后才知道，荆棘其实代表了以色列民。
Because to Pharaoh, Israelites was a thorn under his side.
因为对法老王来讲，以色列人就像荆棘在他的肋旁一样。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 2, verse 3.
我们请看
士
师记。
Judges chapter 2, verse 3.
第二章第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
士师记二章三节。
Therefore, I also said, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall be thorns in your side, that your God shall be a snare to you. Here, the Bible says that if the Israelites did not cast away the Canaanites out, Canaanites will be thrown in their side.
这里神跟以色列人说，如果他们不把迦南人赶出去的话，迦南人就变作为他们肋下的荆棘。
That means that the Canaanites will be their trouble. They, will hurt them a lot.
意思是说，这迦南人会变成一个很大的问题，会伤害他们。
Let's turn to another one. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 24.
我们看以西结二十八章。
Ezekiel 28, 24.
二十八章第二十四节，以西结二十八章二十四节。
Ezekiel 28 verse 24。
以西结书二十八章二十四节，
And they shall be no longer be a prickling briar or a painful thorn for the house of Israel. From among all who are around them, who despise them, then they shall know that I am the Lord God. Lord says that one day God will get rid of all those people who despise Israelites.
这里神说他有一天将要除去所有藐视以色列的人。
And those people are like thrown around the Israelites.
这些人就像做刺人的荆棘一样。
So by reference these two verses, we can understand that actually, in Moses' time, Jewish people are like thrown to the Pharaoh because they were despised by Pharaoh, and they are like the thorn under Pharaoh's side.
所以我们从这两节我们晓得以色列人在摩西的时候就好像对法老王想就是好像是荆棘一样他们伤害了法老王
and Pharaoh despised them.
然后法老王也藐视他们
why?
为什么呢?
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 1.
我们翻回来出埃及记第一章。
When you have a thorn, you hope that you can get rid of it or suppress it, right?
我们如果有荆棘的话我们不是要把它除掉就是把它
Let's read chapter 1, verse 9.
我们请看一章第九节。
Exodus chapter 1, verse 9.
第一章第九节。
Then he said to his people, look, the people of children of Israel are more and mightier than us. Verse 10.
第十节。
Come, let us deal strictly with them, lest they multiply, and it happens in the event of war, that they also join our enemies and fight against us, and so go up out of the land. You can see that the new king of Egyptian, they are afraid of the Israelite people.
这里我们看到埃及的新王其实很害怕以色列人.
Because they are outnumbers them and they are mightier.
因为他们人越来越多，然后越来越强盛。
So they become like a throne in the eyes of Pharaoh.
所以在法老的眼中，他们就像荆棘一样。
You see, when you see a race is have more people, a lot of time other races are a little bit afraid.
我们当看到一个种族越来越强盛的时候，别的种族都会有点害怕。
For example, nowadays mainland China has great population.
比如说现在的中国有很多人口。
Therefore, the world, even the Western country, got to pay attention to this rising up power country, powerful country.
全世界甚至包括西方社会，大家都很重视，都很怕中国人。
Arafat, once upon a time, talked about one of his secret weapon was the woman's in his land's womb, the womb of his woman in his land.
有一次亚拉法曾经说他的秘密武器就是在他国家里面女人的肚子。
Why? Because in his country, the woman can produce a lot of babies and they become enemy of Israelites.
为什么呢? 因为他们这个种族的妇女非常会生育,变成以色列人的敌人。
So, you know, a great population will make other races become afraid.
所以人多的话, 别的民族就会怕他们。
Pharaoh also afraid of that the Jewish people are mightier than their race.
这里法老人也很怕以色列人比他们更强盛。
You know what? The Israel people are the chosen race. They are the descendants of Abraham.
以色列人是选民, 他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Very few people will argue that Jewish people are a smart people, smart race.
很少人会否认说以色列人是一个聪明的种族。
I used to live in New York City.
我曾经住在纽约过。
Many of our members working in the clothing industry.
那里很多信徒都是在成衣厂做事。
They noticed that actually the clothing industry was controlled by Jewish people in New York.
他们发现在纽约的成衣厂都是犹太人在经营的。
And then some of our brother was working in the diamond cut business. Cut diamond, huh?
有一个弟兄在钻石、在珠宝行业做事。
Then he talked to me, you know, the diamond business is also controlled by Jewish people in New York.
他说在纽约的珠宝事业也都是犹太人在经理。
I went to Queens College at that time.
我那时候在皇后区大学。
I noticed that a lot of my professors are Jewish people too.
我看到我的教授们很多都是犹太人。
Then I'm aware of that. Somebody told me that Wall Street, Jewish people has great influence in Wall Street also.
有同事跟我讲说，在华尔街也都是犹太人在管的。
Even Kissinger, many politicians are also Jewish people.
很多有名的政治人物也都是犹太人。
So you can see that they are really a mightier race because they are chosen people.
我们看得出来，这真的是神的选民，他们是一个非常优秀的种类。
Then when it comes to time like a recession, the mightier race usually will be under persecution.
但是当到
for example, let me give an example, right? For example, Chinese people control the economic situation in Indonesia.
我们用中国人来做例子好了。中国人在印尼是掌管他们经济的一个种族。
Indian people was in control of Fijian's economic situation.Indian people control the economic situation in the island of Fiji.
那印度人在斐济这个岛里面是管他们的经济。
So when it comes to time of recession, right? Those people will under persecution because the major race are their native,
但是经济萧条的时候，那个本地人就会逼迫这些管理经济的人。
So you can see that Pharaoh at that time they treat Israelites as thorn because they are simply too mightier.
所以我们看得出来，那时候法老王看以色列人就好像荆棘一样插在他的肋旁，因为他们很强盛。
Then, actually, Pharaoh tried to use fire to burn them up.
甚至法老王要用火来烧死他们。
How did he do it?
他怎么这样？他怎么做
呢？ We just read that they want to treat them what? Carny, right? 巧计，用巧计 ，sweetly.Use trick to treat those people.
就是我们刚才看到法老王说他要用巧计对待以色列民。
What did he do?
他怎么做呢
？Let's read chapter 1 verse 11.
我们看第一章出埃及记第一章第七节第十一节。
1:11.
第一章第
十一节。Therefore they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh's supply cities.Pithom and remains. You can see that Jewish people at the beginning they are free people.
我们看到虽然
at the very beginning
一开始以色列人可能是自由的人民。
But at this time, Pharaoh got to control them because they are simply too mighty.
但是因为他们越来越强盛，法老王开始控制他们。
They become slave.
他们变成法老
people.
他们变成埃及人的奴隶。
You can see the fire start to burn them, to burn the bushes, isn't it?
就好像火开始在燃烧这些荆棘。
And you know what? The more they got burned, later on, it is not working. Then Pharaoh give even more severe fire.
他们虽然火烧他们，但是他们越来越强盛，所以法老王就把火更加的更盛。
Let's read chapter verse 13.
我们看第十三节。
So the Egyptian made the children of Israel serve with rigor, 14, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar, in brick, in all manners of service in the field. All their service in which they made them serve was with rigor. You can see the intensity of the fire because now not only they give them burdens, right? They treat them with, in another translation, say cruelty.Cruelty.
我们看到这里火越烧越旺。他们埃及人越加他们的工越来越重，所以让他们觉得很苦待他们。
Once upon a time, there was a brother came from Indonesia. He told me with a very interesting story.
有一次，有一个印尼来的弟兄跟我讲一个很有趣的故事。
He said that when he was in Indonesia, he has 4 servants to serve him.
他说他在印尼的时候有四个仆人服侍他。
But when he came to the United States, not only he did not have 4 servants to serve him, he himself got to serve in the restaurant.
他说到美国以后，不但没有仆人服侍他，他还要去服侍别人。
He said, "Why I have to come to this country, right?"
他自己就想说，为什么到这个国家来
？But he also feel happy about it. You know why?
但是他又觉得很高兴，为什么呢
？Because this country respect A blue collar worker, right? Color.
因为这个国家对蓝领阶级的人非常的重视。
They enjoy dignity in this country.
蓝领阶级人他们也有自尊在这个国家里面。
Therefore, this brother is also very joyful to live in this country.
所以这个弟兄在这个国家里面也生活得很快乐。
But for the Jewish people at that time, they feel their life was in great bondage, bitterness. In Chinese, it was 命苦啊。You feel like your life is in such a terrible situation.
但是以色列人在这个时候觉得他们非常很命苦，因为他们活得很没有意识。
This is already from physical painful to emotional painful.
他们从肉体上的受苦，一直到他们心灵上的受苦。
And Pharaoh did not stop over there.
但是法老没有这样子就罢休。
The fire keep increasing.
他越烧越热。
Because more people continue producing more baby in this land.
因为以色列人越来越多。
Therefore, in secret, the Bible did not specifically tell us that in secret, right? But to me, when I read it, I think that Pharaoh gave a secret order to the midwives of the Jewish people.
所以这里圣经虽然没有说，但是我相信法老王偷偷的请这些接生婆来杀掉他们以色列的小男孩。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 15.
我们看第一章第十五节。
Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Sapphira, and the name of the other one, Pau. 16. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew woman, and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him.But with his daughter, then she shall live.
16节。
Let's jump to chapter verse 22.
我们又看第22节。
So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, "Every son who is born, you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive." You can see that, you know, Pharaoh kind of like loses sense, becomes so inhuman at that time.
所以法老好像完全失去了人性，好像发疯了一样。
At the very beginning, he maybe secretly told the midwife, right? When you see that the Jewish people, as a baby boy, just kill them.
一开始他偷偷跟接生婆说，如果以色列人生男孩子，就偷偷把他杀掉。
But this trick is not working.
但是这样子好像行不通。
Then he publicly announced to the whole people in the land.
到最后，他非常的公开的跟众民说
，If you see any Jewish people have a baby boy, just throw them into a river.
以色列人所生的男孩就把他丢到河里面去。
You know what? During the histories, right? There are so many races want to destroy Jewish people.
在我们人类的历史里面有很多人都想要谋杀全以色列民。
No, especially during the war time in Russia, many Jewish people got killed in the Red Square.
尤其在打战争的时候，俄罗斯人杀了很多以色列人。
The Hitler just persecuted Jewish people because, you know, Jewish people.Because German people at that time, they thought they are the smartest person at that time.
希特勒也杀了很多犹太人，因为他们觉得德国人比较优越。
You can see that through the history, Jewish people is really a suffering race, huh?
我们看从历史上看，犹太人真的受苦了很多。
They are like the burning bushes.
他们就好像被火烧着的荆棘。
But as sister, after reading the story, we shall reflect. In your lifetime, do you feel like you are a burning bush once upon a time in your life?
弟兄姐妹，我们要想看看我们生命当中有没有觉得好像火被荆棘，荆棘被火烧的样子。
For a certain period of time, people simply do not like you at all.
可能在我们生命中，有些时候人家不喜欢我们。
People persecuted you. People despise you.
可能有人藐视我们，可能有人逼迫我们。
Just like Elijah, right? After he came down from Mount Carmel, Jezebel just want to persecute him.Want to burn him to death?
好像以利亚从加密山上下来的时候，耶洗别要杀他一样。
Really, in our daily life, sometimes a similar situation might come to our life.
在我们生命日常生活中，有些时候就是这个样子。
Maybe it's in our job, in our office.
可能是在我们上班工作的当中。
Maybe it's in the human being interpersonal relationship.
甚至在我们人际关系中，人际的关系里。
Maybe it's even in among our family member.
也有可能是在我们家里的人。
Well, there was a sister After her conversion, she shared with me her story.
我们曾经有一个姐妹，她受洗以后跟我这样分享。
She said that her husband has very severe Parkinson disease. Parkinson 就是老人痴呆症嘛，哈，不是啊，老人痴呆症。Her husband has a great disease.
她说她先生有老人痴呆症。
Yeah, and the disease also so severe. Sometimes he will become violent.
她说这个病很严重，甚至有时候她先生会变成很暴力。
The wife was not able to take good care of the husband.
这个太太没有办法好好的照顾她的先生。
And her son was very angry one day.
她儿子有一天非常的生气。
Just cast him out without any reason.Kiss her out without any reason.
有一天，这个儿子就把他妈妈赶出家门。
She said that she just packed two set of clothing and she left.
她说她带了两套衣服就离开了家。
She do not have a penny in her pocket.
那时候她口袋空空的，没有半毛钱。
She said that the social worker was so nice that the social worker can borrow her $20.
她说那个社会
社工人员
社工人员借了她$20。
And because of that kind of situation.She has a lot of thoughts. Later on, she was converted into our church.
因为那时候情况很糟糕，但是她找到了神，就来信主。
See, I think maybe in our lifetime, especially a lot of maybe some of us don't have green card, we are all oppressed in certain kind of situation.
我想我们在日常生活中，尤其是在身份上的问题，可能会觉得很多的困难。
Can you imagine that about three generation, four generation ago in Joseph's time, the Jewish people lived a glamorous life in the land of Egypt?
我想看看那时候在约瑟的时候，以色列人在埃及过了非常荣华的生活。
But just after decades, they have to live a slavery life.
但几十年以后，他们现在在埃及做奴隶。
Some of our members really share with us when they were in their own country, they live a wonderful life.
有些我们信徒跟我们说，他们在他们自己的国家的时候，过了一个非常舒服的日子。
But who knows?Seven prosperous years followed by seven famine years, right?
但是很可能七年的好年会有七年的饥荒跟着。
Life just, you know, sometimes we go through life's up and downs, cycles.
我们的生命中就是常常会有这样起伏不定。
Sometimes we feel like we are just like a burning bush in other people's eyes.
有时候真的我们在别人的眼中就好像火烧的荆棘一样。
They despise us.
他们藐视我们。
They want to burn us down.
他们要把我们烧毁了。
But amazingly, when Moses looked at this vision,
但是非常奇怪的就是，当摩西看到这个异象的时候
，the bush was not burned down.
荆棘却没有烧毁。
Let's read Exodus chapter 3.
我们再看回来。出埃及记第三章
，Chapter three, verse three.
第三章第三节
，Chapter three, verse three.
三章三节。
Then Moses said, "I will now turn aside and see the great sign, why the bush does not burn." This is really amazing. If you were there, you want to. Maybe Moses, at the very beginning, he want to go there to quench the fire.
可能一开始摩西想要去救火吧。
But how come when you go there, hey, how come the bush is not burning down?
但是他靠近的时候一看，其实荆棘却没有被烧毁。
He was amazed about it.
他觉得很惊讶。
Yes, when we read Exodus chapter 1 and 2, we are amazed by the situation of Israel's people too.
我们看到出埃及记一章二节的时候，会觉得以色列人的生活非常痛苦。
We will be amazed why they would not burn down too.
我们会很惊讶为什么他们没有被烧毁。
See, Pharaoh was like a king, was like a god in that land.
当时候法老王就像在那个地方就像神一样。
And he make them slave.
他把他们当作奴隶。
Because he afraid that they have more people, they become a great people, right?
因为他生怕他们人民众多。
But guess what? When they suffer bitterness in the field, when they go home, the only comfort is their spouse.
但是他们在受苦，白天受苦，晚上只有夫妻互相照顾。
Then they continue to have more baby, right?
所以他们越生养越多。
So the bush was not burned at all.
所以这个荆棘就没有被火烧掉。
Then they used midwife to try to kill the baby.
然后法老王用收生婆来杀他们的小男孩。
Who knew that the midwife is the fearful woman?
但是这个收生婆敬畏神。
They were not afraid of the king's order.
他 他们不怕王的命令。
So when the king accused him, hey, how come you did not kill the babies, huh?
所以王问他们说，为什么你不杀这些男孩呢？
The midwife says, well, the women are very strong. Before we go there, they already got delivery.
说神婆说，这个希伯来的妇女很强壮，我们到的时候，他们已经生出来了。
So again, you see that even though the bush was under fire, the bush was not burned.
我们再次看到，虽然荆棘被火烧，但是没有烧掉。
Then the Pharaoh tried to declare to the old people that whenever you see a baby boy, you just throw him into the river.
所以法老吩咐众民说，如果看到以色列所生的小男孩，都把他丢在河里。
But at the same time, God saved Moses out of the river.
但是同时，神也从河里救出了摩西。
What is the meaning of Moses?
摩西是什么意思呢？
He was God delivered out of the river.
摩西这个字，这个名字就是神。救把从河里救出来的名
字。Actually, Pharaoh at that time did a very bad things that later on this bad result come back to him.
虽然法老王要处罚以色列民，但是他自己处罚了自己。
You know why God had to kill the firstborn of the Egyptian people?
你知道为什么神要杀死所有的头胎吗？
We always think that God is very cruel, right? How come God, you dare God? How can you dare kill the firstborn of Egyptian people?
我们有时候会想说，神为什么这么残忍，把埃及人的头一胎全部杀掉了？
But we have to remember that the Bible says that you will reap what you sow.
但是我们记得圣经说，我们种什么就收什么。
Pharaoh reaped the seed of killing others' baby. Therefore, God simply returned them the same way that they treated his people.
法老王杀了以色列的男孩们，所以神就是用同样的方法处罚法老。
Actually, God is more merciful than Pharaoh because God only killed the firstborn, and Egyptian killed them all, killed the all female baby.
其实神跟法老王比起来还很慈爱，因为神只有杀头胎，法老王是把全部的男孩都杀掉。
So you can see that even though people try to persecute you, brother and sister, but because you belong to God, the Bible says that it is hard.For people to keep the throne.
所以我们看到说，虽然人会会逼迫我们，但是因为我们是神的子民，神会保护我们。圣经说，我们很难用脚踢荆棘。
When Paul persecuted Christian and Paul pursued after Christian on the way of Damascus.
在新约里面，保罗要逼迫基督徒的时候
，There was a light shining upon him.
有一个大光照着保罗。
So why did you persecute me?
说扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我呢
？Lord, who are you? How come I persecuted you?
扫罗说，主啊，你是谁？我怎么有逼迫你呢
？Actually, Paul did not directly persecute Jesus Christ.
其实扫罗没有直接的逼迫基督。
But Paul persecuted believers who belong to Jesus Christ.
但是扫罗逼迫了信主的基督徒们。
And the Lord answered that you not persecuted them, but you persecuted me.
所以主说，你没有基督，你逼迫基督徒，就是逼迫了我。
Therefore,we shall understand that we are very, very precious in the eyes of God.
我们要记得，我们在神眼中是非常非常宝贵的。
We can remember that at this time in chapter 3, God appears.In among the throne and in among the fires.
我们记得神这个时候是在荆棘跟火中显现。
So God will always take good care of you, take good care of His people.
神会一直好好的照顾他的子民，会好好的照顾我们。
Maybe all of us still remember, once upon a time, Daniel's three friends.
我们可能都记。
Yeah.
可能都记得但以理三个朋友的故事。
They refused to worship the idols.
他们不跪拜偶像。
The king gives them another chance. Says that I give you another chance. Oh, before the music start to play, right? You worship the idol.
那个王跟他说，我给你再一次机会。开始音乐，开始弹的时候，你要跪拜这个偶像。
They say, no matter what you do, we simply will not do it.
三个朋友说，不管你怎么说，我们就是不拜。
The king was so angry.
那个王很生气。
Turn it on for seven times. You know, the fire was intensified for seven times.
把火加烈了七倍。
Even those who want to throw Daniel's friends into the fire, those people got burned to death.
甚至要把三个朋友丢到火炉里面的人，他们自己都被烧死了。
Suddenly, the king noticed that, hey, how come there are four people in the den of fire? In the fire? I thought we only throw three people in.
王忽然发现，在火里面虽然丢三个人进去，却有四个人在里面走动。
So you can see that God is always there when we were when we are under persecution.
我们可以发觉，我们在被受逼迫的时候，神都是在跟我们同在。
And God is also in among the throne.
神是在荆棘里面。
We heard that the throne is the product after human sin.
我们知道荆棘是人犯罪以后的一个产品。
Adam was cast out from the Garden of Eden, then thrown yield out from the ground.
当亚当被赶到伊甸园外面的时候，荆棘就从地伸出来。
The thrown pierced the hand and the feet of Adam and Eve.
荆棘刺透了亚当跟夏娃的手。
But God did not feel happy at that time.
但是那时候神并不是非常的高兴。
The Bible teaches over here at that time, God Himself lived in among the thorn bush.
Bible, 圣经跟我们讲说，那时候神从那时候开始，神就住在荆棘里面。
God feel painful with His people.
神的子民受苦的时候，他也受苦。
So when Joseph was betrayed and sold in Potiphar's house, God was with Joseph in Potiphar's house, suffered with Joseph.
当约瑟被卖到波提法家的时候，神也跟他一起到那家去受苦。
So when Joseph was locked in the jail, God was with Joseph in the jail, helping him.
当约瑟被下到监牢的时候，神也跟他一起到监牢受苦。
Later we all can see that the throne become on the head of our Lord Jesus Christ.
到最后我们看到荆棘还插在我们主耶稣的头上。
In order to save us, our Lord Jesus Christ shed His blood and tasted death for every one of us.
为了要救我们，为了要救赎我们，主耶稣尝了死。
So we should have confidence that the Lord is in among the thrones with us.
我们要有这个信心，那神永远会在荆棘里面一起。
Even though people treat us like garbage, people treat us like thorn, want to get rid of us.
虽然别人看我们好像荆棘一样，要把我们踩坏。
I still remember, in 1988, I graduated from college in the United States.
我记得在1988年，我从美国大学毕业。
I went back to Taiwan.
我回到台湾。
Then I bore a testimony in Dongyan Church, Taipei.
我在台北东元教会做了一个见证。
My mom and dad was sitting there listening to my testimony.
那时候我爸爸妈妈坐在台下听我做见证。
When they heard about my experience in the United States, how I served as a Chinese restaurant takeout delivery boy.
当他们听到我在美国在餐馆里面当跑腿的时候
，I have to deliver the you know.The Chinese food in the snowing day.
我那时候在下雪的时候，还要到外面去送货。
I walk in the motel, clean the bathroom. I walk in the construction field, carry the cement on my shoulder.
我有端过泥土，也有到到旅馆里面去打工。
At that time, I noticed that the only people who were moved to tears are my father and my mother.
我那时候看台下。被感动的哭了，就只有我爸爸妈妈两个。
They, because I never share with them concerning the suffering that I had gone through in the United States.
因为我从来没有跟他们讲过我在美国受了多少苦。
And they feel so sorry for me. They feel so their love simply shows in their tears.
但是他们因为很心疼，在他们的爱就在他们的听到这个见证里表现出来。
From that moment, I learned one truth.
在那次见证以后，我学到一个很重要的道理。
The Bible says that no parents will forget about their babies.
圣经跟我们讲说，没有父母会把自己的儿女忘掉。
But even if a parents forget about their baby, the Lord will never forget about you.
甚至如果父母把儿女忘掉的时候，神也不把他的儿女忘掉。
So, brother and sister, we shall always remember that the Lord will never forget about us.
弟兄姐妹，我们要牢牢的记着，我们的主耶稣不会把我们忘掉。
He suffered with us in the burning thorn bush.
他在火里的荆棘一起与我们受苦。
Therefore, the bush was not consumed.
所以这个荆棘并没有被烧毁。
Later on, God want Moses to come out to save people from the fire.
这个事情以后，神要摩西从火里帮他救人出来。
Even though the bush was not burned, but it's no good that we are always under the fire all the time, right?
虽然这个荆棘没有被烧毁，但是常常在火里还是一个不好的事。
You know, if you read Exodus chapter 1-3, right? God many times talk about I have heard, I have seen how the Israelites has suffered.
我们如果仔细看出埃及记一章到三章，我们就看到神常常说，我已经听到也看到了以色列人受苦的情形。
And he will remember the covenant that he had with Abraham.
他还是记着他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
So when we are under suffering, we shall not, you know, lose our heart and start praying.
所以今天我们在受苦的时候，不要失去我们的信心，我们要好好的祷告。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18, verse 7.
我们看路加福音十八章。
Luke 18, verse 7.
路加福音十八章第七节。
Luke 18, verse 7.
路加福音第十八章第七节
18 verse 7 And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? Here the Bible says that God bears long with us sometimes.
这里圣经说神忍了多时。
Really, God is a lot of time we feel like it is us who bear for the Lord.
有时候我们觉得，常常是觉得说我们在忍耐神。
But a lot of time it is God bear for us too.
但是其实常常是神在忍我们。
God shall revenge for his elected who cry out day and night. So we shall never stop. We shall not stop crying out day and night to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说我们要始终求告神。
Because eventually God will open the way for us.
因为神总是有一天会替我们开路。
And God will ask people to sometimes ask people to become our helper.
有时候神会特别派人来当我们的。
Just like God called out Moses to help his people.
就好像神派摩西来救他的子民。
Turn to Exodus chapter 3 verse 10.
我们再看回来出埃及记第三章第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
三章十节。
Exodus 3:10.
出埃及记三章十节。
Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh.That you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. God wants Moses to save people out of fire.
这里神要摩西把他的百姓从火里中救出来。
Actually, Moses himself was a thrown before.
其实摩西他本身也是荆棘。
Pharaoh wanted to kill him.
法老要杀他。
He was lucky enough to run away from the fire.
但是他很可信的可以逃离这个火。
You know what? A lot of time our experiences.Is the way God prepared to use us.
有时候我们所体验过的、经历过的，就是神要用我们的。
You have the experience to run from Pharaoh. You have experience. I want to use your experience in Pharaoh's house to use you to work for me.
你以前住在法老家中，你从法老手下逃出来，现在我就用这样子来用你。
Sometimes I thought that Moses must have wasted 40 years in the wilderness, right?
有时候我会想说，摩西在旷野里浪费了40年的时间。
But then I noticed that no, the 40 years is not waste at all.
但是我后来才知道。这四十年并没有浪费掉。
Not only God trained him with his temper.
神在这四十年训练他的脾气。
We can see that Moses at this time is in Mount Horeb, right?
我们看摩西在这时候是在何烈山上。
Later on, they were in this area wandering for another 40 years.
到最后，他们会在这个地区晃了四十年。
So the first 40 years, Moses in this desert was he can get used to the environment. He can accumulate more knowledge of this area. That is a preparation for the next 40 years.
所以前40年，摩西在这个旷野里住习惯了，为了就是要准备后40年在这个地方。
So you know what? Your suffering, your burning experiences, should become others' comfort later on. Because you need to seal your experiences.With others that have gone through the same burning processes.
所以你们现在的受苦，你们现在被火焚烧，就是将来准备神要用你们的地方。
We like to read Psalm chapter 23, right?
我们常常很喜欢看诗篇第三二三。
When you go through the death of valley, the rod of God shall comfort you, right?
当我们从死荫幽谷走出来的时候，神又用他的杖、他的竿。
But where's the rod of God nowadays?
但是神现在的竿、他的杖在哪里呢
？Brother, sister, the rod of God could be you. You could be others people's rod in the valley of death,
你可能就是神的竿、神的杖，在别人在死荫幽谷里面安慰他们。
God will use you to comfort them.
神要用你来安慰别人。
Because you will once upon a time go through this valley of death yourself.
因为你本身也曾经从死荫幽谷里面走过。
That's why God want to call Moses out to save people from fire because he was once persecuted like a bush on fire.
神要差遣摩西，因为他摩西本身也曾经被火燃烧过。
Of course, a lot of time we want to refuse the calling.
常常我们会拒绝这个呼召。
Like Moses said, "Oh no, I have no qualification."
就像摩西说，我不够资格。
No, I have no eloquency.
我不会讲话。
I have no standing and no authority.
我没有能力，我没有职位。
But God asked him, what do you have in your hand?
但是神问他说，你手中拿的是什么
？But sister, today we have to see what we have in our hand.
弟兄姐妹，我们看看说，我们今天手中拿了什么
？God can multiply what you have in your hand to help the other people who are in the fire.
神可以把你手中的加倍来救旁边的人。
Dorcas has one needle.
多加只有一把针。
God used that needle to help many, many people.
神用这一支针救了很多的人。
David have only 5 stones.
大卫只有五个小石头在他的手中。
And then God can use 1 stone to kill Goliath.
但神用了一颗小石头就杀死了哥利亚。
The little boy only have 5 fishes and 2 bread in his hand.
小男孩只有5条鱼3个饼。
五块饼两条鱼。
五块饼两条鱼。
5 bread and 2 fishes. But God can use it to feed 5,000 people.
但神却用了这五块饼两条鱼喂了五千人。
What do you have in your hand?
您今天手上拿的是什么呢？
When you go to Kenya, every people have a rod in their hand.
你到肯亚去看看，每个人手中都拿一支杖。
When you come to the United States, every people have a cell phone in their hand.
来到美国，每个人手中都一个手机。
If God can use the rod in Moses' time, Moses that rod, everybody have a rod, I believe, just like people in Kenya nowadays. If God can use the rod in Moses' hand, God can use the cell phone in your hand too.
如果神那时候可以用摩西手中的杖，今天神也可以用你手中的手机。
Really, that cell phone is not only for you to talk to your family member.
你们今天的手机不是只有聊天用了而已。
Maybe I share with you, some of GM members share with me when Elder Jung Yang passed away.
我跟大家分享一下，我们每种的负责人曾经跟我说，当杨长老去世的时候。
But simply, he says that when he just discharged from hospital, right? Elder Jung Yang called him every day for 1 month, non-stop.
三宝弟兄说，当他从医院出来的时候，杨长老每一天都打电话给他一个月的时间。
But James Wu, Deacon James Wu says that when he was about 10 or 13 years old, Elder Jung Yang at that time, very young, right? Called him aside and tell him that, you know, you should not feel discouraged. I know your mother was very mean to you.
吴执事说，当他13岁的时候，杨长老常常安慰他说：“我知道你的后母虐待你，但是你要不要灰心。”
See, they all remember the good deeds of Elder Yang.
他们都回忆了杨长老过去的好事。
That is his concern. That is his loving care.
杨长老对信徒的关爱。
But what is our cell phone for?
我们今天手机拿来怎么用呢
？When I come to Southern California, I figure, wow, we do have many members over here, you know.
我来到南加州才觉得我们教会有这么多的信徒。
Of course, Kanaka Park we do have not many, but you know, just look at the people in Southern California.
当然，这个地区的信徒比较少，但是南加州来讲很多信徒。
I figure out, I'm sorry, I really have limited resources to help every brother and sisters in this land.
我觉得很对不起，因为我的人的能力跟时间都有限。
So really, that cell phone is for brother and sister to show concern to other people.Other people.
我们今天的行动电话可以拿来用来关心弟兄姐妹们。
So brother and sister, what do you have in your hand?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我在问，我们手中拿的是什么呢？
Are you willing to use it to save people from the fire?
你愿不愿意把你手中的拿出来救人？
May the Lord help us.
愿神带领我们。
Today we talk about the burning bush.
今天晚上我们谈到
burning thorn bush,
燃烧的荆棘。
Next time when you pass by a mountain which has been burned by fire.
下次我们从被烧过火山的旁边开过车子之后
maybe you can look at the bush over a thorn bush over there.
我们可以看看那边的荆棘
It all got burned out.
都已经被烧毁了
But you can remember that once upon a time there was a bush which never got burned.
但是我们要记得曾经有一次被火燃烧的荆棘没有烧毁
And that talk about the Lord indeed take good care of his people.
就是因为神会好好的照顾他的
So you shall never feel discouraged. We shall never feel discouraged.
我们千万不要灰心。
The Lord is our shepherd.
神是我们的牧者。
He shall take good care of us.
他会好好的带领我们。
But at the same time, have a heart to be used by the Lord to save people from the fire?
我们同时要有心，下定决心来从火里救人出来。
May the Lord help us.
愿神帮忙我们。
Sing hymn.
唱诗。
282.
282首。